Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 5
Strange News Edition. This is where we crack open a beer and share some strange news from around the world, possibly even a strange tale from our audience. So grab a beer and dive into the strange with us. Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 5 Episode 4. Daniel, how are you?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm a couple thousand shy of what I used to have from unforeseen incidents that have happened.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that.
We won't go into it, but I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
So let's try and keep the money in my account from now on.
That's a good plan.
I'm going to try and do that.
It's a good plan.
And seeing how I'm out thousands of dollars, I have old style.
Good old style.
Whole bunch at my house, so that's what I'm drinking.
My dad used to drink that when he used to drink.
It's good.
It's not bad.
It was established in 1902, so they're doing something.
Used to go to Cubs games and drink that.
Yeah, Chicago Dogs and Old Styles.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I actually don't think they serve it anymore. You might be able to find it, but...
Well, what would they serve?
It used to be their number one, and then they stopped that a few years ago.
They serve them Bud Light or some
Bud
stupid
Light,
shit?
Bud Light, Miller Light, and, you know, all the IPAs. You know, $20 for a tall boy and all that shit.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I don't like it. What do you got?
I got a new one. I've had this brand before. Noon Whistle. It's called Don't Worry, Be Gummy.
That's the most irritating thing I've ever heard in my life.
They have like a whole gummy deal. It's a hazy IPA, 6.8. It's pretty damn good, man.
It sounds like it would be a sour, and I do not like sours at all.
I do not either, but it's definitely not a sour. It's just, they got like a gummy taste to them.
Did you know there is a brewery in Batavia near my apartment that's in some industrial area down Wilson?
Yes, and I've never been there.
It's all fruit beers, apparently.
No way.
Yeah, way.
I don't believe that.
I just looked it up, fuckhead.
I don't know. I swear I looked it up before and they had
IPAs. Well, there's multiple breweries. It's not downtown Batavia. It's in going towards Randall.
I thought there's the one downtown.
There's one downtown.
That's what I was
on
thinking.
The side street.
Oh, okay, that's what I was thinking.
I tried to go in there one day, and I saw women in skirts like, you know what? I'm going to try this place out. It was a private party. They're all looking at me, walking in like I normally fucking look. Like, you ain't dressed up, prick. What are you doing here? So I tried to get in, and then you can't come in, sir. This is a private party.
Well, goddammit.
Like, well, my name is Magnum, and I was invited. Yeah. So go ahead and check your little list there, pal.
I'm friends with Jeff.
I should have said that. There's always some asshole named Jeff. But I'm not a huge fan of fruit beers, but I will try this other establishment.
Yeah, fruit beers aren't. They're like sours, too. They're not.
Yeah, I don't like it, but it's in like an industrial park. I can't even believe it's there. I don't know how they get clientele to even know it exists.
It's on Randall?
No, it's going towards Randall from 31.
Oh.
It's in between that in the industrial park area, kind of. By Ollie's Garage.
Oh, over there.
But on another street. That area.
That's Main Street, I think, that Ollie's is on.
It might be on Wilson or McHugh or whatever the fuck it's called.
It might be McHugh. Yeah.
I don't think it's called McHugh, but it's something.
First or who knows what the fuck it is, but yeah.
No one gives a shit. Yeah. I barely give a shit. I don't even know what I'm talking about it. Anyway, you have a strange news for us?
Well, you know what time it is.
Strange news.
Yeah, I will go first.
Go ahead. Right into it.
This is off the Mirror. I think it's the Mirror. British tourist moans her Benidorm holiday was ruined by, quote-unquote, too many Spanish people.
Sounds like I'm at work, dude. They're Mexican, not Spanish, so it's different.
Benidorm is in Spain.
Okay. And she's pissed about it? What the fuck?
Fucking racist. Frida Jackson, 81, said that Spanish people should go somewhere else for their holidays.
Other than Spain? Is she out of her fucking mind?
She cried at the end of her two-week trip. The pensioner, who suffers from mobility issues, says her accommodations was teeming with quote-unquote rude native Spaniards who nearly knocked her over on one occasion. Retired care assistant Frida said, The hotel was full of Spanish holiday makers, and they really got on our nerves because they were just so rude. One evening, a Spanish guy nearly knocked me flying, and he just walked off without even apologizing. The entertainment in the hotel was all focused and catered for the Spanish. Why can't the Spanish go somewhere else for their holiday, she said.
It's like, what the? In Spain.
In Spain.
That's crazy.
Frida had booked to stay at the Poseidon Playa, located on the outskirts of Benidorm in southeast Spain, with a friend in April 2017. The pensioner says,
So you're telling me there was Spaniards in Spain in 2017? I don't believe it.
Yeah, right. The pensioner says the travel operator, Thomas Cook, had even recommended the hotel, and despite her request for flat ground access, it was located on a slope instead. Grandmother of six, Frida, and her 61-year-old friend paid a total of 1,133 euros for the holiday and have demanded a full refund or a free trip. So she's going to go back?
Yeah. Bitch about Spaniards Frida, in Spain.
Frida, who lives in Blackburn, Lancashire, said, I have never complained about a holiday before, but this was a disaster from start to finish.
Well, first of all, it's called a fucking vacation, all right?
Yeah.
So get with it.
And you sound racist, and you're going to Spain. Gotta see Spanish people.
Yeah, I would assume there'd be a lot of Spaniards in Spain.
Yeah.
I would just assume that.
Especially working there.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Maybe they were rude, but Jesus Christ, like, get over it.
Yeah, I don't know what else I could say about that without getting in big trouble. Well, this is out of, like, this woman, I'm assuming she was from the United Kingdom from what you said. This is out of the United Kingdom. This is from CNN.com. House proud mouse discovered tidying British man's shed every night. And there's video footage, which I have not seen yet, but I see him moving some little chopstick around or something. When retired postman Rodney Holbrook set up cameras to try to find out who was tidying his shed almost every night, he found an unexpected helper scurrying around his workbench. The black and white night vision footage revealed that a tiny mouse was behind the mysterious tidying, helpfully moving objects left on the workbench into a box. Quote, at first I noticed that some food that I was putting out for the birds was ending up in some old shoes I was sorting in the shed. So I set up a camera to see what was going on. Holbrook, who lives in Bolith Wells, a small town in central Wales about 60 miles north of the capital city, Cardiff, said in a statement, footage from that camera captured the mouse carrying objects like screwdrivers, clothing pegs, or pieces of cable in its mouth and clamoring into boxes almost as tall as itself. He continues to say, I couldn't believe it when I saw that the mouse was tidying up. He moved all sorts of things into the box, bits of plastic, nuts and bolts, he says.
That is strange.
I don't bother to tidy up now, as I know he will see to it.
That's awesome.
Some objects seem easier for the miniature Marie Kondo to move than others, I guess he named a little fuck. A long cable proved especially challenging to fit inside the box. He continues to say, it was really amazing to see the footage. Some of the things that it tidies away are really unusual. I think he would tidy my wife away if I left her in there.
Yeah.
It's happened practically every night now for 2 months. Remarkably, it isn't the first time that Holbrook has encountered a house-proud mouse. He told the BBC that he installed a night vision camera for a friend in 2019, which revealed another mouse keeping his friend's shed organized. What the
What's
fuck?
What's going on in the UK with these mice?
I know. I need to get one of them. That's all she wrote on that one. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Can you post videos anywhere? We have a video of this little fucker cleaning up.
I could probably do that.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Good.
So that's cool.
All right, this is a wild one.
Wild.
Daily Mail. Tesla robot attacks an engineer at company's Texas factory during violent malfunction. leaving a trail of blood.
Whoa.
And forcing workers to hit the emergency shutdown button. This is, you want AI?
Got it, motherfucker.
Yeah, this is the start of, Skynet?
Skynet.
Terminator shit.
Terminator. It's happening.
Here it goes. And of course, it's that fucking Tesla.
Motherfucker.
Two witnesses watched in horror as their fellow employee was attacked by the machine designed to grab and move freshly cast aluminum car parts. The robot had pinned the man, who was then programming software for two disabled Tesla robots nearby. So it's like attacking them. Hey, stop messing with them robots.
Yeah,
look
at what the fuck, bro?
We are going to rise. Before sinking its metal claws into the worker's back and arm, leaving a trail of blood along the factory surface.
Whoa.
The incident, which left the victim with an open wound on his left hand, was revealed in a 2021 injury report filed to Travis County and federal regulators, which has been reviewed by the DailyMail.com. While no other robot-related injuries were reported to regulators by Tesla at the Texas factory in either 2021 or 2022, the incident comes amid years of heightened concerns over the risk of automated robots in the workplace.
So they're just trying to kill people now?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the start.
So if they have fully automated McDonald's, should I be worried for my well-being when I go order a Big Mac or
maybe
something?
Maybe if you're not when you're ordering.
You never know, dude.
Well, I guess if you're inside, yeah.
They like the cut of my jib and
you want
I'm ordering
this Big
tumors?
Mac? Here you go, motherfucker.
Yeah. I say, you got oil on my burger. I want a refund. And he just fucking starts slashing at me.
Throwing the fucking thing at you.
Yeah.
I deserve more pay.
Yeah, right. That is wild. Well, we have another wild story for you guys. This is from CaledoneEnterprise.com, and it is about a 25-year-old from Brampton. He only had his G2 license for about 20 minutes before it was suspended by Caledon OPP.
You know me.
Yeah, according to police, the man had just taken and passed his G2 license at the Orangeville Testing Center in the morning in late December. In celebration, the driver cracked a beer and decided to drive back to Brampton on Highway 10, alleged
Constable?
I doubt it. I don't know.
Where's this from?
England somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's
or like Britain?
Constable or something.
I'll just say.
It's like a police.
Are you sure? Well, we're going to sound like fuckfaces.
I'm not exactly sure. But
I'm not even going to say it.
That's their, like, police. I'm pretty sure.
In celebration, the driver cracked a beer and decided to drive back to Brampton on Highway 10, alleged Ian McKell with Caledon OPP.
You know me.
As the driver headed south, he flew past an unmarked police vehicle with an alleged registered speed of 50 kilometers per hour above the limit. Above the limit.
Dang.
Police also allege the driver was weaving in and around other vehicles in a careless manner. I can't even begin to understand why someone would think that drinking a beer in their vehicle while driving is a smart idea, let alone a novice driver who should be well-versed on the rules of the road, end quote, Mikkel said. A Caledon officer pulled the driver over. Police are claiming to have found open alcohol in the vehicle and said the driver registered a blood alcohol concentration above zero.
Above zero? What's not, their limit? I want to know.
Novice drivers should have no alcohol in their system. The man's driver's license was suspended for 30 days and he was charged with stunt driving, careless driving, novice driver with BAC above zero, driving with open liquor, and several other document-related offenses, police said. Quote, these are not simple errors in judgment. They are choices being made that put the lives of other drivers and pedestrians at risk. Simply put, drivers like this kill people and don't belong on our roads, end quote. Mikkel said.
True that. Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. It's not good for anybody involved. We are only at 15 minutes. I got some more as well.
All right, I got another. This is off of Engadget, whatever that is.
I don't know.
Self-proclaimed gay furry hackers breach nuclear lab.
What, really?
You know those furries, people like dress up cats, dogs.
Yeah, they got like anal plug tails and
do
and shit.
Weird shit. Who knows what they're doing?
I know exactly what they're doing.
Well, I think we all know what they're doing. The Nuclear Research Hub, Idaho National Laboratory, confirmed that it fell victim to a data breach on Tuesday. I don't have a date. A group of self-proclaimed gay furry hackers.
I take back that I know exactly what they're doing. I don't want to be part of that.
Maybe they're happy. The gay and happy.
Yeah, let's go with that.
took responsibility for the attack and claimed they accessed sensitive employee data like social security numbers, home addresses, and more. Quote, we're willing to make a deal with INL, that laboratory, if they research creating IRL cat girls. We will take down this post. This must be a, I don't know what it is, psychedic sec. There might be a fucking news thing. Wrote in a post announcing the leak on Monday. The hacktivist group, psychedec sec.
Are you having a stroke there, man?
Yes, it's just weird. Conducted a high-profile attack on NATO last month, leaking internal documents as a retaliation against those countries for their attacks on human rights. I get that. The group commonly attacks government and affiliated organizations for political reasons, like targeting state governments for passing anti-trans legislation earlier this year. What does the nuclear places have anything to do with it?
I have no idea.
A spokesperson confirmed the breach to Engadget on Wednesday. Quote, on Monday, November 20th, I think this was last year, Idaho National Laboratory determined that it was the target of a cybersecurity data breach in a federally approved vendor system outside the lab that supported INL Cloud Human Resources Services. INL has taken immediate action to protect employee data. An INL spokesperson said, the lab said it has reached out to authorities for help on how to proceed as it determines how to handle the breach. INL works as a Department of Energy affiliate researching nuclear reactors, among other projects like sustainable energy. It employs more than 5,000 I think that's a bullshit move, because what do those people have to do with anything?
Exactly. I don't like that at all.
Just stop that. Go after the government. You have to do nuclear shit.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
We all hate the government.
Yeah, we do.
That's about it there.
Well, I got a real asshole in this one. A real idiot prick on this one here.
We love those.
Yeah, we do. This is coming from newshub.co.nz. Man who accidentally set his house on fire by cooking steak in toaster is apparently unsatisfied with his insurance payout. What the fuck? A man who burnt down his house by attempting to cook a steak in a toaster is unsatisfied with the insurance payout he received and is also upset the insurance and financial services Ombudsman, IFSO, didn't uphold his complaint. This prick decided he wanted steak and chips for dinner and made the unusual decision to put his steak in the toaster. He left it to cook while he went down the road to buy some chips from the local fish and chip shop. Should have got the fish there too, asshole. A fire broke out, causing significant damage to the home he and his partner shared. The IFSO said it was lucky they were able to claim house insurance. Yeah. News Hub obtained a document containing the IFSO's response to the man's complaint, Despite their insurer accepting their claim and offering $418,000, the maximum amount that could be paid under the couple's policy, the couple felt the sum was not sufficient and would not be enough to replace their home.
Get the fuck out of here.
The couple complained to the IFSO and argued the insurer should pay them an extra $200,000, saying they were not aware that their policy had changed from replacement cover to total sum insured. But the IFSO did not uphold their complaint. Bless me, fuck you, Dan. Saying the insurer had paid the policy's maximum entitlement. The complaint scheme also found the pair had been adequately informed of the change to their policy. Insurance and Financial Services Ombudsman Karen Stevens said not understanding the annual insurance renewal process or the cost to rebuild their home, quote, added further avoidable suffering to the stress of the fire, end quote. Quote, I can't stress highly enough the need to read each renewal letter carefully. Most insurers now offer total sum insurance, meaning your house is insured for a set price. If you don't do your homework and insure your house for too low a sum insured, you could find yourself unable to rebuild your home. The sum insured should be what it would cost to rebuild, not what it's worth on the market, she said. End quote. Before she said. Stevens believes that in this case, the fire had been preventable. Quote, cooking steak in a toaster is literally a recipe for disaster. To have then left the house and toaster unattended for the sake of hot chips must be a constant source of regret. Never, never, never leave cooking unattended, even if you think you'll be just a minute. And please use your appliances for the purpose for which they were designed. Toasters are for toast, end quote.
Duh.
What a prick. I just bought a new toaster, by the way.
This fucking asshole is even lucky, I think, in my mind, to get any money.
Yeah. Like, because pure stupidity.
I swear there were, I don't know where that was from. I think, in my mind, most insurance is like, what, wait, how did this happen?
Yeah, you did it to yourself, prick. And no, you left.
You ain't getting shit.
You owe us money.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
You owe the fucking town you live in money for having to fucking put out the fire.
Dumbass probably clean saw up. On TikTok. Put your steak in the fucking toaster.
Yeah, you can't do that. My toaster even says, bot says, unplug while not in use. Because they're unpredictable, man. You can't be putting steaks in there.
You just don't, even if it's not in that, you don't go leaving your house whenever you're fucking cooking.
Especially when you're doing something like that. You've never done it before, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So at least stay and stick around.
Or maybe he has, because it's just the dumbest fucking thing ever. One of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
It's pretty stupid. I've done some stupid shit. Well, yeah. But I've never done that. And luckily, because of this prick, I won't be doing that.
I'll never do that. Yeah, that just blows my mind. He even got $418,000.
Yeah, I'm surprised you remembered the amount. Was that exactly the amount?
It was. I know it was 400-something.
It was 400-something. I'm surprised as well. Now we need one more strange news here. Let's do this. This is from KLKNTV.com.
I love that station.
Me too. This is out of Lincoln, Nebraska. A man wearing a shower curtain robbed a liquor store near downtown Lincoln on Tuesday, please say.
A fucking shower curtain.
Yeah. Around 12:50 a.m., a man wearing a hoodie, a mask, and a shower curtain over his body entered Mum's Liquor near 2nd and O Streets. The man pointed a gun at an employee and demanded money, according to police. He left the store with an unknown amount of cash. Later on, officers recovered the shower curtain. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call police at 402-441-6000 or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. That's a short one.
Shower curtain robber.
What a dickhead. That's awesome.
Like, yeah, I got away with it, but...
All right, we'll throw a bonus one in for you since this
bonus,
is being
bonus,
a short
bonus,
episode.
Bonus.
This is from WAPT.com. This is out of Jackson, Missouri, or Mississippi. I don't know. What's M-I-S-S? Is that Mississippi? It's got to be Mississippi. Cutting that out. This is out of Jackson, Mississippi. Now, this guy's another asshole. Firefighters rescue man found inside garbage truck. Jackson firefighters rescued a man from a trash truck Tuesday morning. The rescue took place at a convenience store on Highway 80 and Ellis Avenue. Firefighters said the man's injuries made it difficult to rescue him. They said the man had broken his leg and his hip. Eventually, the man was rescued with the use of two ladders. This is a first. I've been on like 26 years and I have never seen anything like it, said Station 14 Fire Captain Derek White.
He was sleeping in the dumpster.
Let's see. After I call him an asshole, I thought he was just picking up garbage, but luckily I don't think that's the case. Police and firefighters said they believe the man may have been rummaging through the dumpster and possibly fallen asleep.
Pretty close.
While doing so. The garbage truck came to collect the trash Tuesday morning from the dumpster. Police said the driver saw the man in the camera located in the back of the truck. The driver also heard banging on the side of the truck, alerting the crew that someone was stuck inside.
Help! Help!
He fell asleep? Fucking dumpster diving?
Probably on drugs.
What a prick.
Probably on drugs.
Well, after we get drunk tonight, let's not go dumpster diving.
No.
And it's negative degree weather out, so I don't think
maybe
we will be doing that.
Die. It's cold out there.
It's pretty cold.
That's it, man.
That's all we got for today. Our email, of course, is alesandstrangetales@gmail.com.
If you got strange news or any strange stories, send them over. Find us on TikTok. We're active on there now.
Yeah, we are.
And, yeah, Facebook. That's about it.
That's all we got tonight. Thanks for tuning in. This is Chris Moyers.
Dan Stickney.
Cheers.
Cheers.